Good evening.
Hello, Elias. Good afternoon. What shall we discuss? I have a very structured plan for today, and I attempt to stick to it as much as possible.
Very well.
Okay, so the main topic is strength and vitality at the moment.
Mm.
Yes, because I wanted to address to something and move forward, and what happened was initial worsening instead of getting better, you know? So I thought about, talking about that, but I don't want to. I want to talk about where I'm headed to, you know, the direction and the quality of the direction, not where I'm coming from.
Very well.
So, strengths. You said several things about me being strong and having certain abilities or capabilities once I blah blah blah. So, and I thought about this, and you often also said things like how powerful we are and so on and so forth. The experience, as we have spoken about, is often quite the reverse. and usually here we are used to learning things, like when hone a skill, say martial arts, for example, or energy manipulation, you train that quite a bit. Usually.
Yes.
Usually.
Yes.
So that is on one end, you are already very powerful, and on the other end, there is this, people are training energy intentional energy manipulation. So I was thinking about that for a bit, because there must be something when you have someone who expresses a strong talent, like, for example, painting or music, a prodigy child, for example. They tap into something. They bring it along, but they also tap into it. And so when I combine the two, we already are powerful. So we could, just like any talented whoever, young person, tap into that powerfulness. Is this thinking along the right thread, so to speak, already?
Yes.
So it is a question of accessing, tapping into, and then expressing.
Yes.
So how do you kind of shortcut this as much as possible? How do you tap as easy as possible into not learning and training 20 more years, because by then I might be dead, you know? I kind of needed in the quickest possible way.
I would say that, first of all, it is a matter of merely slightly, altering your perception. Therefore, instead of perceiving that you are learning some skill that will require a significant amount of time, and that you are starting at the beginning and learning the basics, and that you are learning this skill or this expression, and that it requires a considerable amount of time. The first piece is to alter that perception and recognize that it isn't a matter of necessarily starting at the beginning. Whatever point you begin at is your beginning. And in that, it is a matter of knowing that you are learning as you do it. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you are tapping into and learning at the same time, the tapping into isn't a separate action, and it isn't difficult, and it doesn't require a considerable amount of concentration. That part is merely expressed in trusting yourself that you want to do a particular action, you want to move in a particular direction, and you will learn as you do. You don't have to learn first and then do. You begin doing, and that is the trust part. You begin doing, and while you are doing, you're trusting yourself that you can do it and that you are learning as you are doing. And that actually is your shortcut. You don't have to begin at the beginning. Wherever you begin is your beginning. And that is merely a matter of expressing the direction. Let me say to you, let us use an example hypothetically. Say you were interested in building and you want to learn how to build different types of furniture.
Okay.
You don't have to incorporate classes and learn first and read books and observe other individuals. You don't have to learn the skill first. You can choose a project and begin doing it, and you learn as you do it.
Right. I mean, it's not the same product like someone who has 20 years of experience behind him. I mean, that's how everything started. Organically, people started to experiment and create it along.
Yes, but I would express that, generally speaking, in this past 100 years or thereabout, the general direction in most societies have been to put a tremendous emphasis on school.
Right, but Elias.
And for the perception shifted from you being able to trust yourself, tap into that ability, and learn it at the same time, to the perception of school and that you have to learn first and then you do.
Right. Well, let me give you one example. We have been talking about me being somewhat uneasy at times sitting alone by myself in nature. Do you remember?
Yes.
So, and let's create a set. I combine two situations. There are energy masters who, just by sending a huge energy burst towards someone let's say, an opponent or a training partner who pretends to be an opponent, and they just by intentionally strongly projecting energy push the people away without even touching them, you know?
Yeah.
So if I would, let's say, sit in this situation and something comes and I would feel threatened for a moment, but I haven't done this training like this energy manipulation master or energy directing master has done, my fear, so to speak, would be that I would have the idea and the intent, but I would fail. That would be it's nice in theory, but oops, I might lack the skill in that moment. Otherwise, on the other end, I know there are stories of, you know, mothers lifting cars because their kids are somehow trapped under the car, these moments of superpower, so to speak.
Yeah.
How do you combine these two things? That you have the skill, I mean, not a wobbly furniture, which is, you know, learning by doing and doing and doing and doing, but when you need it, when you need, so to speak, your masterpiece in the moment, without
when
having...
When you need your masterpiece in the moment...
Yes.
That is the time framework in which that factor of trust is of ultimate importance. That is the time framework in which it isn't merely idea, it isn't concept, that it is real, that you actually are not doubting yourself, you aren't comparing yourself, you aren't doubting yourself, that you know that you have that strength.
And
that in that, you know you have energy. Even if you don't know that your energy is superpower,
okay,
you know you have energy. You do know that you can project it outward, even if you don't know how you are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do know that you can, and you do know you have it. And in that, it isn't a matter of having to know how you are projecting that. It is merely a matter of bravery.
Bravery.
Remember.
Yeah, bravery is doing despite the fear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it isn't about being unrealistic. It isn't about suddenly knowing that you have this superpower when you aren't necessarily experiencing an extreme adrenaline surge.
Mm-hmm.
But rather knowing in yourself that you have this energy, that you automatically do project it, and then expressing that trust by expressing that bravery. That is your shortcut. You don't have to know the mechanics.
Yeah.
You don't have to know everything that you are doing or how it works.
I mean, when you take it one step further, then the person, let's say the perpetrator, would not come by accident. It's an energy match, and there is deeper reasons for the encounter, but still you would want to master the situation in that moment, and any situation,
yeah,
any challenge. I mean, any challenge. The point is to not succumb to the fear or the depression or anything, but to keep yourself going. That is a challenge in itself. Right. Right, and okay, I have today.
Challenge is, the challenge is not getting caught in the thinking.
Ah.
That is challenge. That is the important piece. It isn't that you have to know all these things. It isn't that you have to feel that trust. You don't. You may be feeling afraid.
Yeah.
It isn't that you have to express in a particular push of energy. You don't. What is the most important is simply that you are acknowledging to yourself you have this energy, even if you don't know how it accomplishes or what it's doing, you have it, and you stop thinking about what it isn't doing or what it might do or what you can't do or what if, what if, what if.
Yeah, okay. Good. For the moment, this is enough. Next topic, please.
Very well.
Okay, let's see. People, Elias, people. One of the big things, one of the big challenges for me is when people are mean, when they ridicule, when they bully, when they are mocking and things like that, and are not willing to move through a conflict on a common ground of solving a conflict. But you know, these people who for whatever reason continue their pattern, so to speak. So my almost core belief based on experience, and I know that you say experiences are not absolute, but I'm kind of trapped in this belief that if I speak up, or if I not just, you know, walk away from the situation, because after a while of experimenting with it a little bit, that things would usually end up in a ping pong, in a repeated pattern and escalate. And
offer an example.
Wow, that's
even if it is a hypothetical example,
okay,
it doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's say you have someone who there is a conflict, and the conflict is partially based on a misunderstanding or on different, strongly different perceptions, and one is perhaps getting stimuli out of mocking and ridiculing the other, and escalating in that, and you would actually reconcile and want to solve, but the other is starting to just continue in this loop. And
very well.
And for me, usually I sooner or later, usually later, because I try everything I know of, usually I just walk away after a while.
Very well.
And but it seems to me that for quite a bit of people, number of people, percentage of people, this kind of behavior is what they consider normal. And for me, that is a very alienating and unattractive thing. It's not that I'm just wanting to avoid conflict, but I'm not interested in this looping and in this fighting and in this in this in modes that get very quite destructive
I understand.
And dysfunctional in a relationship in so.
I am understanding. What is the difficulty in that?
The difficulty is that it seems to me that there must be or seem might be something that I just haven't yet noticed.
I would not necessarily express that. I would say that if you are engaging with an individual that is expressing in a mean expression, or they are pushing and are not interested in any type of resolution, generally what they are doing is they are either very fixed on being right, or they are in a direction of being defensive. And in their expression, they are being aggressive in that defense. Now, in either situation, what I would say is, what is the most important for you is to ask yourself, how important is this? Is it important for you to fight with this individual? Is it important for you to be right? Is it important for you to be engaging with this individual? I would express that I would actually agree with your choice that you eventually choose to move in a direction of walking away from the situation. If the other individual is being significantly absolute in their direction, there are times in which there may not be a resolution to a conflict. Because one individual is convinced and is in a very absolute direction that they are right, and they refuse to accept anything else.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So this is the reason that in relation to any conflict that I have expressed to all of you, this question that you ask yourself, how important is it?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever it is that you are engaging, is it actually that important?
Yeah.
And is that important that you be right and express that you are right?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, especially in the Elias Forum, there are people who say there is this one session, engage conflict if you want to know about yourself, blah blah blah, engage conflict, and they take that out and throw it at your face and say hey. And but there are times when you have experienced everything and explored enough, and then it's time to say bye.
So, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I agree, and I would express that it is pointless to be engaging conflict with another individual if there is no cooperation.
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, that's what at the end would be a dysfunctional kind of relationship, non-relationship, and that's not worth my time. Okay, next.
I agree. And I do express that the situation of individuals that move in this direction of being bullies, that is a situation in which there isn't necessarily a resolution. Not until the individual that is being the bully can actually address to and see that the reason they are doing what they are doing and the reason that they feel justified in what they are doing is because they are expressing such an aggressive defensiveness.
Right. I understand.
But until the other individual can actually see that in themselves, there is no resolution in those situations.
Right.
Therefore,
yeah.
The most effective action is to remove all attention from them.
Yes. My choice. I agree. We agree. Fine. So I'm not missing something. Great. Ha! Next point. Faith. You said in the last session, faith or believing something when it manifests, when you can see it with your physical eyes. I paraphrase a little bit. Can you give me two or three sentences recommendation of how to bridge the gap? I know theoretically that when I set an intention, it is created in the non-physical, so to speak, And
yes.
And until it manifests, you move in this direction. You align your energy with and your actions and your inner and outer doing with your direction. That is the theory. And so far I haven't yet. I'm learning by doing. And to bridge the gap of the inner manifestation and continuing to move in that direction. And I have been listening to this talk in the last webinar where this person at the beginning had this manifold health challenges, and you came up with the don't eat the elephant in one bite again, and you said you choose one thing and everything is interconnected, and when you express the energy in the direction that you want to express, it will eventually manifest. That's what I add. But again, so a little bit about this gap in between, a little kind of supportive thing to remember.
Very well. First of all, let me express to you again that it isn't necessarily bad that you are an individual that doesn't necessarily express faith in expressions or things that you can't perceive with your senses. If you can't see it, or if you don't have any evidence of something, it is very difficult for you to express as faith in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that isn't necessarily a bad direction.
No, it isn't. It's for me a part of growing up as a human being, you know?
Yes.
Maturing, there comes a time when in your human unfolding, so to speak, you pass this state of being able to just go by faith. It's a kind of growing up as a intentional creator.
I agree to a degree, mm-hmm. although I would express that doesn't necessarily mean that an individual that continues to express faith as they grow up, so to speak, that they are being unrealistic. They aren't. And that is also not bad to move those directions.
Yeah.
But they are different, and they are dictated by different personalities.
Okay.
And that, what I would say to you, being the personality type that you are,
okay,
that what you can do to somewhat bridge that gap is to remind yourself of the things that you do have faith in, that you have shown yourself that they are worthy of your faith,
mm-hmm,
that they are real, and that you believe them, and that you trust them, regardless of whether you can see it or not. Or that you give yourself evidence through your own experiences that something is viable, or something is true, or something is real, regardless of whether you can touch it or see it or not. In that, I would also express to you, remind yourself of simple, mundane expressions that you automatically trust, that you automatically have faith in, such as you may not actually physically see certain amounts of money, but you have faith that they exist. Or you may not have actually physically encountered a particular animal. Even though you see pictures of that animal, you've never seen it. Therefore, you are trusting that the pictures that you see, that that animal still exists.
Okay.
That there are still snow leopards in your reality. You have faith that there are, even though there hasn't been a snow leopard sighted in the wild for some time. But you have faith that they still exist. You have evidence through pictures, although the pictures that you have are dated. They aren't now. But because you have some evidence, you have faith that something still exists, even though you can't see it, you can't touch it, none of your senses can engage it, but you have faith that it exists.
Okay.
And it does.
It's not yet extinct.
Correct.
Great. Aha.
There are still snow leopards in the wild, and they aren't extinct. But you can't see one, and it is very rare that any human sees one, but you have faith that it does exist.
Okay. That's nice.
Or you practice with different subjects such as that and remind yourself. You have pictures of the moon. You have never been to the moon. You have never stepped into a rocket. You have never traveled that far. But what evidence you have in pictures, once again, you have faith that the moon or the surface of the moon exists in the manner that you have seen it. And you have faith that the individuals that have stepped on the moon actually have done that.
And they have done it. I know. I have heard.
Yes.
I have that heard. Okay. Okay. That will do for the moment. It's very nice. It's like the candy question right in between, but I still have more to go. More candy to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 And I have the topic of vitality on my list. We have been talking about the strengths. Would you say that goes for vitality also, or would you like to add a little bit on the topic of vitality, increasing the vitality?
I would say that vitality is actually its own subject. It is somewhat different from strength, because vitality is not necessarily an expression of strength, but more of an expression of enthusiasm.
So that is the direction of do what excites you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Your excitement, your enticement, and that you are curious and interested.
Eliza, I have a brief yes or no answer. I can't go deep, but I want to have this brief yes or no. Are you an alternate intelligence?
That is an interesting question. I would say in relation to how you define it now, no.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I am not manufactured in physical capacity. Therefore, how you define it now, I would say no.
Okay.